alien theorists theorizing. Case File 20.
The Hollow Earth?
Nope.
No.
Power Hour 3.0 featuring Brayden.
Zell.
Mr. Conspiracy.
He's back.
He's back.
For fucking months.
A long hiatus. A long banishment.
It's been a while.
Yeah, we finally let him back in the studio.
Yeah.
After the loss. He shaved his hair off, so we thought we'd let him back in.
Yeah, he doesn't look so much like an alien anymore. So should we go through some news? Like, Hollow Earth's coming up. We wanted to do it right after Case File 19.
Shit just has not been working out.
No.
We've been trying and trying, and no, one person's gone, another person's gone, so.
And we want to do this one all together, so you're going to have to bear with us with this one. That being said, as it approaches summer, alien theorists theorizing are all about suns out, guns out. And it's getting harder for us to, we all got summer commitments. So the podcast is going to be less regular. One of the reasons is I am also moving to Vancouver.
So, giving your soul away.
Yeah, giving my soul away.
Tell people what you're doing and you're telling them you're going to move there.
No, I'm not telling them what I'm doing.
That's fair.
But I'm moving to Vancouver. And I'm trading in my work boots for some hipster flip-flops and...
Some fake lens glasses.
Yeah. I won't have glasses in my fake glasses. No lenses.
Just frame. Not even fake lenses. Yeah. Just the frame.
Yeah. That's how.
They actually just don't do anything now.
And I'll wear a top hat or something.
You try and curl that mustache out to the side?
Yeah, probably.
Gross.
So the podcast is going to be less regular from probably this point forward. We'll try to do more. It's just hard.
The
studio is moving. We've been keeping you guys update. The studio is being currently built right now. We're building it.
There may be one more case file recorded in here, and that will be it for this location.
So it's going to be tough because as we're moving and stuff, and with me moving, and it's going to be there's going to be not as many podcasts out as we'd like to put out in the coming months. So,
well, you know what? It's probably about the same amount because we put out two or three in a row and then we miss a month. So,
yeah, we try. Okay, we'll try. We'll try our best. That's all we can ever ask for.
We've never made promises. So,
no. And if we do, we don't keep them. So.
No, that's true. Speaking of my last failed promise, t-shirts have hit Canada.
Get out.
They touched down.
Get out.
They're in Vancouver.
And 3 more weeks before they get here.
Well, with the last time I made an order from China. They landed at the border, and it took almost like a month and a half to clear customs. So we'll see.
Yeah, the t-shirts—they're really a high risk package coming into the country here. So
never know what kind of t-shirts coming in. Ron Pond has to personally come and
he's flying out from Nova Scotia right now.
Sniff every man. They don't even use a dog; he just sniffs them. It's good.
Ron Pond.
It's good.
Ron Pond's gonna spawn jokes like Chuck Norris.
And if it's if he's a little congested, they just shut down the whole thing till you're
not. That's it.
Ron Pond stuffy.
Ron Pond got a lot of love.
Yeah, he
did.
The
last few weeks here, it's hilarious.
Thanks to Afterburn 739 for giving us that awesome Ron Pond poster full of Easter eggs.
I haven't even found them all yet. I don't think
it was good. It's Mr. Conspiracy, what do you think about Ron Pond?
I don't even know who Ron Pond is.
as said many times, Mr. Conspiracy is not a fan of the show.
No.
He likes coming on, and that's about it.
But that's it. He does
100%
not...
true. I have not listened to this show once.
I love how we have his name as a creator.
Well, he was supposed to be. Did two or did one?
Three.
I've done a couple.
No, he did one, missed a few, did one, missed like eight. Yeah. Did one, missed another eight, and now we're here on number 20.
Well, it's hard to do. I'm always out of town though working, so.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, maybe we'll have a big contest to see who can replace me on the show. Fan contest.
I don't think you can replace you.
It's pretty easy.
Yeah. You send them your Budweiser sweats.
Yeah, I'll leave whoever wins the contest, I'll send the Budweiser sweats.
Now, you'll still be on either on Skype or we'll just record two in the weekend and space them out.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
That being said, if there's any fans in Vancouver, any fans who do podcasts or just like talking about this stuff, hit me up on Twitter because I'm moving there and I have zero friends. So.
Oh, speaking of Vancouver.
What's up?
Vancouver Fan Expo. November 2016.
Should we talk about this right now? Should we talk about the plans?
Well, it's just
rough plans.
Rough plans.
Okay. So, Fan Expo, it's about $150 ticket for the VIP tickets, which we said we would get if we ever went again. Because the lineup was fucking nuts.
I want to go. The lineup broke out and just turned into a big circle.
There was a circle that broke off of the main lineup and was just doing circles between the lineup.
If my cousin wasn't working there and got us in, I don't know what would have happened.
Yeah, we would have walked in a circle all day.
I was getting so fucking hangry by that point. I was like, oh man, we've been waiting for 2 hours.
So we were talking about maybe having a booth, setting up a booth at Fan Expo.
I think it'd be so fun.
So we looked into it, and it would cost $750.
That's not bad.
No, not bad at all for the full weekend. Now, before, what we need to find out is we need to find out if how many people we can tag along with the booth. Because if we can tag along like me, Zell, Mr. Conspiracy, Andrew, Byron.
Get like 5 or 6 people going?
Yeah. Then it's like $150 each. We'll just put $150 each towards the booth, right? Yeah. And then we'll just take turns sitting at the booth and chat with people.
That'd be awesome.
It'd be so fun because we've done zero advertising.
Zero. No.
Period.
Speaking of that, I was looking into advertising on porn sites.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I guess it's the cheapest you get the most views.
Yeah, I listened to like a podcast I was talking about. It's like the cheapest, most effective form of advertising right now.
What would you put as like the slogan over our video on the side? There's like, they have all the ones with like the quick snippets of videos, and then it's just alien theorists theorize.
No, I'd be like,
are you done? Listen to our podcast.
Yeah, you finished? Check this out. Are you overburdened with guilt? Check out our podcast.
Click on the alien theorist theorizing podcast. Just take out a video ad on the side.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be awesome.
Man, that'd be funny.
Someone dresses Ron Pond.
Now if you watch that. Watch a YouTube video enough of long that. Enough,
it'll cut just, that out. Click on our link.
If you watch a YouTube video long enough, it'll just put a put an ad like halfway through the video.
Yeah,
just have you halfway through porn. Hey,
space news.
Space news.
So if we can, let's seriously. You know what? I'll do some serious looking into this tomorrow.
I'm 100% down.
That'd be so fun.
I would be a lot of fun.
Because if they limit us to, they're like, they'll only give us 3 like booth passes with our booth. Here's what we're going to do. We, 3 of us will pay $150 towards our VIP pass. That'll go towards the booth. And maybe we'll open some sort of crowdsource and see if we can crowdsource the rest.
We'll try. And if we can't, then like, don't worry, boys. I got money.
Yeah.
I got a few dollars.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So should we do it? Should we just fucking do it anyways?
Like, I think
we're going to do it. We're going to do it.
I'm 100% down for that. That would be
okay,
awesome.
Okay, well, we should contact them like
pretty immediately.
Pretty soon to make sure there's still booths open. So potentially, if you want to come meet us, Vancouver Fan Expo, it's a fucking time. I had a blast last time I went.
What are we going to dress? What are we going to do for our cosplay? We got to dress up in the booth.
That's good. I don't know.
We'll send it out to Twitter. You guys let us know what we should be. Someone's got to be Ron Pond.
Someone's got to be Ron Pond.
I got to grow my hair out and be that scientist, that crazy alien scientist. I don't know what his fucking name is.
Yeah.
Oh, from Ancient Aliens?
Ancient Aliens, yeah.
He does have the fucking craziest hair. Someone's got to be Ron Pond.
Someone's got to be
a parachuting Yeti bomb.
Scotty's out of loop. He's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, Scotty, what the fuck's a parachuting Yeti bomb?
Ron Pond?
Yeah, Ron Pond's a Canadian folk hero that we learned about 2 podcasts
ago.
Brand
new Canadian hero. I heard he's being minted on the new Looney, actually, starting September.
Yeah.
Is that serious?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
Trudeau listens to our podcast, and he's like, oh, fucking Ron Pond. I looked him up. He's a legit hero.
Yeah. Right. He's like, well, I didn't really look him up, but I listened to the podcast. He sounds like a good guy. We pumped him up, or did we? So
He got pumped. Who did the pumping?
Yeah. Was it him himself?
Could have been.
Or was it us just reading facts?
Yeah.
We'll never know. Okay, so should we get right in? Okay, so that's exciting news. Look up Vancouver Fan Expo if you're in the Vancouver area. Again, hit me up on Twitter because I'm moving down there. I have no friends. If you have a podcast in Vancouver and...
We only have 3 fans here, so you're not really losing that many.
I'm not losing. And, you know, I really, of these 3 friends... You know, one's
of them's
a
family.
One's family. So, and the other guy's, you know, a part-timer. So.
Yeah, we try.
So, you know, I'm losing 1.5 friends. So I need to meet 2 people, and I've had more friends than ever. So This is perfect.
Should be easy. Yeah. Vancouver is one of our top listed cities, so you should be
perfect. Right. Oh my god,
is it? That's yeah. nice.
So I don't know if you do podcasts, because I want to start doing more podcasting there. I'm gonna buy a Blue Yeti mic. And did you just fucking blow your nose onto the floor?
Did you
sucked it up?
Did you oh,
you did a reverse farmer blow.
Yeah,
yeah.
Thank God.
The farmer,
if I blow, I got nothing.
The old farmer
out.
Intake.
I just built that pedal board over there. You better not get any snot on it.
Okay, so
come on, Mr.
Conspiracy. Oh no, hold on. Space news.
Space news.
Yeah, space news.
So. For next couple days, as I always say, it's May. When are you going to put this up?
It'll be up Sunday, May 22nd.
Okay, so at this point, if you listen to it, when I'm talking right now in my present, which is your present, which is my future.
There you go.
Huh?
Or your
present. There's no auroras. But right now for me, there's a chance of auroras coming up. But by the time you listen to this in your present, they're past. So forget the auroras. But what you can't, yeah, your mind blown yet? You got to keep up. You got to keep up. If you look up in the night sky, Mars is doing its like close pass by Earth right now. So any clear night sky, Mars is a really bright red dot.
It's too bad it's a full moon right now. We're going to be so it's kinda
yeah. So we well tougher. Here we're not going to see it. So, but if you're out there looking around, what else? I had one more other thing. I forget.
Well,
did you have?
I got something for space news. A couple, I think it's months ago now, Scott Kelly and Mikhail Kornienko finished their 1-year space mission.
That was eons ago.
Well, this is shit from our last podcast that we didn't get to do. Well, so.
You want to tell people why we didn't do it? I think you bailed out. You said I was too busy.
No, I have it all written down.
I know you had it already and we had a fucking time planned and then like an hour before, like, I can't make it.
I was probably just tired.
You were. Yeah. You're right. I'm tired.
So if this, so whenever Chris Hadfield came down and completed it, it made the news.
Thank you, Chris. A
couple days later. Yeah. Again, you know, amazing achievement. So congratulations.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Some retro space news
some
for
old,
you.
Old space news.
Yeah.
Some old space news that is not really relevant anymore, but still cool, I guess.
Yeah.
Apparently they're planning another mission, though, which is interesting.
Just to space in general?
Yeah. I think so. Just fire them off and... See where they go.
I heard NASA's planning something. I heard that NASA's, they're planning something else.
Well, when I was reading about it, they said that there's another mission planned, but it didn't really specify on what it was. Yeah. I'm thinking it's to Mars, but...
Well, I think they're planning to go to Mars. I don't think it's a...
Yeah.
Well, you know what? The conspiracy is maybe they've already been, so who knows?
Do you have something?
I got space news. I got a couple things. First space news is I've, for the first time in my life, legit... looked into space and seen a planet up close.
What?
Yeah. I went up on my birthday to the Okanagan Observatory just outside of Kelowna here, looked at their big-ass telescope. It's not a cable. First of all, it's not a big-ass telescope. It's not like a big dome telescope where you go sit in this, climb up this chair and it's a huge like 4-foot lens. It like comes on these tracks out of a storage container out in the middle of the nowhere and you look at it, but legit, they had Jupiter and it looked exactly like a picture of fucking Jupiter. It has the stripes. You could see the storm. And this was like a really...
Did you see the eye?
Not
the storm?
Well, you could see the storm, but you couldn't see like a full eye. You could only see, it was like kind of on the side of the planet, so you could just see a little bit there. But what you could see, this was like a once every 30-year event, I guess. All the astronomers up there were going fucking berserk for it. Two moons of Jupiter were eclipsing at the same time. It was pretty sweet. And you could... It started off... I think it started at like 9:30, the first one. I can't remember the names of the moons because they're fucking long and like Greek or something. But one moon started an eclipse and went around. You could see like the actual black speck and like you would like legit see a fucking eclipse on it. And then about half an hour later, a second one on the other side of the planet. It was fucking cool.
That's fucking dope.
That is
and
sweet.
This is for the flat earthers, if you're listening. I've legit felt the earth spin when you look through a telescope. It's fucking weird. You look through, you're fixed on Jupiter, and it's like on the top right of your screen of your lens. And after like 30 seconds, it slowly goes across, and you got to readjust the telescope.
Yeah, you
like
know
it.
Why? That's the disc spinning like a CD.
Yeah, okay, well,
got I me. Wish I could have been here for that one.
Did you listen to it?
No, of course not. I'm not lying to you, man.
Wait, I got more space news. I got a couple things of space news. Well, I'll just do one more. I'll do one more. Astronomers at University of Arizona and University of Stanford, or Stanford University, whichever way you guys say it, they have witnessed for the first time a planet being formed, like in the cloud disk. And they're watching like the solid core start to form and like the dust circle around. It looks pretty sweet. It's like it's in a part optical telescope and part radio telescope, so it doesn't look, you can't like see it with your eyes, but you can see like the colors,
right?
They
know what's going on.
Yeah, they can tell like the density and stuff. Pretty cool.
That's some cool space news. Yeah. That pretty much blows all space news I've ever brought to the table of the water.
I think we were making the joke the other day is space news every day is auroras.
That's about
auroras.
It.
Oh, speaking of auroras, we missed the only aurora of the season in Kelowna here. We missed it a couple weeks ago.
When was it?
It was on like a Saturday night, and I just missed it, and then I read about it the day after. I guess it was supposed to be really awesome.
I've seen one in my life, and it was in Kelowna, and I was wasted on my deck, going like, what's up with the sky?
I've seen every year a big white, up on the mountain there. But
I've seen them once up there.
Yeah, fucking cool. That's all I got for space news.
All
right. No more space news.
No more space news.
Okay, let's get into
it. Let's dive into it.
The third.
Third installment.
Third installment. All right. Mr. Conspiracies.
So, something to look up. Something to look up. The Franklin Expedition.
Like, do we have to look this up?
No. This is something for the listeners. So
just look this up.
Happened in 1845. Captain Sir John Franklin took two ships, the HMS Erebus and the HMS Terror. He took them up into the Northwest Passage, 129 people, and they're gone.
I know this story.
So do I. It's weird.
There is a conspiracy that they sank, which they don't know how it would happen. And there's another theory that they found what they were looking for and were eaten by giant alien super beings.
I never heard that one before.
I found this. I thought it was pretty funny.
And you know why? Because I know I've never heard that one either, but it's because I've read this story on every now and then I'll just look up weird mysteries, like unexplained mysteries.
Yeah.
And this is one of them. Yeah. But on those sites, like they try to keep it grounded on Earth. And I should be reading these things. Anytime I find a cool mystery, I should type in conspiracy after it.
Okay, wait, what was that second ship called? I remember hearing this story before.
The Terror.
No, the Terror and the...
Erebus?
How you spell it?
E-R-E-Bus.
And that's like another like bad name in Latin. Like it's like a Latin name. It means something bad.
It means something bad.
People always say that those were
Why
like...
Why do you name a ship the Terror and the Erebus?
Yeah. And like that's one of the things when I first read about this story is it was like, these are terrible names for boats.
But I know these boats were both like... outfitted with like an ironclad hull for like ice breaking, and they were set with like 5 years worth of food, like a ridiculously long time.
It was supposed to like it's a huge expedition that was planned and like thought out, and like they had it mapped out. And then when they went looking for it, apparently there's no trace
and
nothing.
There's weird reports too of like the Inuit people and stuff up north, like running into these group of white men.
And
they've seen them in camps and stuff, and then like finding their bodies
off the ship. They left the ship. They went on the ice,
and they found. I remember reading they found sleds or something. So they got off the boat at one point, and they loaded up the safety rafts or whatever. They towed something through the snow, and they filled it with like silverware and like
they just, brought off the ship weird. Like a bunch of shit they would not need to survive.
Yeah, like nothing they needed to survive.
They took these two ships into the ice. Maybe they got them stuck and they left the ship. Okay, now here's a theory that I heard, which is like the only one that is kind of believable in any way.
Well, what do you mean?
Super
less or more believable.
I want to believe in that one more than anything in the world. But the one I heard, because back in that time, lead was like a big thing in the canning processes. Mm. So when they put their provision list in, and back in the day, you had to like, you were a provisioner. That's what we did. Like, you supplied ships with provisions, like canned goods, dried meat, like all this stuff. So whoever did, I can't remember the name of, it was like so long ago, but this company did it, and they sent them with like 5 years worth of like canned goods and all this shit. But it turns out that the cans they used were like lined with lead. Mm. So the theory is that they got lead poisoning and went crazy. They got, say they got locked in the ice, they were there for who knows how long. started getting lead poisoning, started going a little crazy, fucking grabbed silverware and all this shit and like left the ship and they're like, we're going to get out of here. And then they fucking
probably just
disappeared.
Froze.
But yeah, I have heard that the Inuits found them in a camp and then the like the spring after they found like the remains of them.
So, because I've read that one that you just said.
Yeah.
But I've read recently, as like 2 weeks ago, they did testings because they found the bodies. And in the pots of like the cooking pots of like their camp where they found dead bodies, they found human remains in the cooking pots. So they'd begun to eat each other.
So it was so, survival cannibalism.
Yeah,
right?
Survival cannibalism. And they left the cans, they left the provisions, and then left. And they had to resort to eating each other. So either they couldn't go back, they couldn't find their way back. El Nasty took over the ship. Who knows?
It was, no, it's A Nasty.
A Nasty.
We're in the Northwest Territories there. So
A Nasty. And A Nasty, we found out in a podcast that the Russian word for Sasquatch in a northern region, they call it El Nasty.
El Nasty.
So that's what we refer to.
Okay, Dan told us that, and then I got this email asking us, like, where did Dan find that? Because we've been looking everywhere for it, and I was like, you got to ask Dan. Hashtag Dan knows.
Yeah, hashtag Dan knows. Dan will tell you. Honestly, Dan comes on the podcast. He's pulling facts out of... We were doing crop circles, and we're like, Dan, by any chance, do you know the first reported crop circle? And he's like, yeah, actually, it was like...
1537, blah, blah, blah.
1537, but, you know, before that, and you're like, holy shit, man. Like,
damn, Dan.
You know what? Dan, he's got time.
Yeah.
He works over there in Thailand. He has the weekends where we're not doing anything, and he's just preparing.
He's just prepping.
He's prepping. He drinks, he parties, and then he just preps.
Yeah.
And then we appreciate it because.
So Dan, if on your Twitter, let the people know where you found out about El Nasty.
I want to ask Dan. Dan, look up the Franklin Expedition and tell us what actually happened.
No, that'd be a good. Nasty, that's a good case file.
We should
on its
do.
Own,
we
right?
should do one.
It is. It is pretty cool. Because like, I just did some quick notes about it and didn't actually go into.
Okay, so
go ahead.
Back to my point to debunk Ryan's theory. They did tests on the body, and they found the lead poisoning distributed evenly through the body in low numbers. So it's not like it wouldn't be from eating because you would get high levels of the lead. And it's so it's not, they can determine it's not from that. But which like, makes it even fucking weirder because then you're like.
I agree, but at the same time, it's like 1850. So yeah. What kind of medical expertise did they have back then, really?
I'm fucking
good. It was better than before, but.
You know who they had? Ron Pond Sr.
Or double senior?
Yeah, Ron Pond, double senior.
1845. It might have been a couple seniors.
Nah, it's probably just Ron Pond. He's a time traveler, too. Yeah. So.
Ooh.
That's actually pretty, yeah.
Shape. Perfect little segue. All
right, well, case. That's time travelers. One done.
What was it called again? Franklin Expedition.
The Franklin Expedition.
HSS Terror and the HSS Erebus.
I wish I could remember what Erebus means. I know it means something like dark and loomy. Should we look it up or should we save it? Because I wouldn't mind doing a full case file on that and getting more information.
Maybe we'll just...
Let's just leave it at that. Franklin Expedition. You know who will know? Dan will know. Dan will find that out.
Hashtag Dan knows.
Hashtag Dan
knows. Wait, I have it here. Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Deep darkness or shadow.
Yeah, that's the worst name.
Terror and deep darkness and shadow? Yeah. The fuck names are boats that, man?
Why would you take that on a fucking journey to the wherever you're going?
Yeah.
The Arctic. That's where they went.
It's like something sick from like a video game, like sick video game lore or something.
Yeah.
Anyways, next topic. What do we got?
Okay, what do we got? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Wait, what are you going to talk about?
Oh,
I thought we segued perfectly.
Are we segueing?
We did segue.
We so segued. We said time travel.
Time travel.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't got much on time travelers.
We fucking we talked about.
We just
cool
watched it before
that we couldn't debunk.
Is that the one that we're talking about?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that one next.
All right. Well, it's I'm talking about it now.
That's what I mean.
So, what was the video called? Time traveler.
Classic Mr.
Hey, I'm looking at notes
Chris
here.
Knight, the wheels are falling off the bus.
Oh yeah, and Chris Knight, go fuck yourself, buddy. You prick.
I'm supposed to tell you, what was I supposed to say?
Did you see, oh yeah, he's got a third nipple that lactates when babies cry.
How did you know that?
Thanks, Chris Knight.
Chris Knight, I'm coming
we had
for
a good
you.
Laugh.
Coming for you.
You're going to have to suck on that 13. We'll see who's crying then.
Am I crying? No, you're crying. Shut up.
Anyways.
The video, I can't even remember, but if you type in 1995 Mike Tyson time traveler.
There, yeah, it's in the background of the fight. You can see Mike Tyson in the foreground throwing some punches. And in the back, there's someone videotaping the fight with what looks like a smartphone from today, like my brand new Samsung smartphone.
It's weird. Yeah, they're holding like a smartphone. It has like the top right has the lens and it has like a flash beside it. And we looked after the watched the video and we looked from cameras from the 90s and there was a couple similar ones.
Logitech Photoman was the closest I could find, but it doesn't have the two distinct lenses.
No.
Like this one does. So if any of our Twitter followers have found it or find us a picture, send it to us because it's weird. Look up the video and it's weird because you look at it and you're just like, what the fuck could that be? And then there's a flash. It flashes. So you're like, okay, it's some sort of fucking camera, like 100%.
The way that he's holding it, though, yeah, it's how we hold our smartphones today.
It doesn't look like the way his hands held. It doesn't even look like it's thick. Like it's you can't see it.
Yeah, you would expect like a brick in back.
Yeah,
the
like you widen, like if it's wider, you don't just hold your fingers. Like you spread your fingers like naturally, and his fingers are together. And like
he had his hand on the camera, like he was about to touch the touch screen, like to push the picture. Like
yeah. Like, it's strange, man. I don't know.
That's definitely a cool one. One of the cooler, because I always see that one like with time travel videos, and you see that one of is it the Charlie Chaplin?
Yeah.
The Charlie Chaplin with where she's
talking on the cell phone.
Looks like there's someone talking on the cell phone.
There's a chance there's also that hearing device that they think that it might have been.
I've seen that too. But it's again, those videos are strange. But I've never seen that one before. Mike Tyson, 1995 time traveler. Give us your weigh in on Twitter. At Truth is out there. Thurr. Let us know what you guys think. You know what? Before we go to the next podcast, there's this weird trend happening right now on Twitter where we keep getting followed by podcasts, and I always like to check podcasts, and then podcasts will be like, "Thanks for all the support. We're coming out with episode one soon," and then I'm like, what? "Oh, you haven't even put out an episode." It's so weird.
How are we supporting that then?
Well, I don't know, because I can't listen to their podcast. But what happens is, as soon as like if you're listening to our podcast and you fall in that category, take a step back, record three or four or five in a row so you can release a whole bunch all together. Because that's like when people listen, they want to listen to a couple right away. And like as soon as people catch up, they shit on you nonstop. Like we get shit on all the time. Like, oh, it's a podcast. Knight, you guys need a rest. You guys tired of podcasting? So if you're listening, I would recommend the best activity is just record your pod. Like there's people like asking like, well, what should we record for our first episode? It's like, just sit down, fucking put on the mics, record episode.
Why would we give you our good ideas?
Listen to our podcast. Our first podcast was just us fucking bullshit.
You drunk and stoned. You sit down with an idea. I think the podcasts that don't do well are just people who just talk about nothing.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's probably really fun. We've done before. It's really fun. But if you want to get listeners, then you have to pick something you like and you're passionate about and you just sit down and bullshit. That's it.
Yeah.
Don't script it too much. That's what we've been doing. It's been working.
Yeah, it's been working. It's been okay.
As you can tell when Mr. Conspiracy shows up. He's really well scripted.
Well-spoken individual.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, time travelers. Very intelligent. There's a bunch of pictures of time travelers. I've seen the one like the beaches of Normandy. The guy looks like he has like a fucking laser sword and like there's some bunch of weird ones. That's fucking
dope. The one from Canada, the time traveling hipster. Seen that one?
No.
Well, no.
Time traveling hipster.
Fuck, we could walk down the street tomorrow and it looks like our street's filled with time traveling hipsters.
It's a picture from the reopening of a bridge in here in BC somewhere. I think it's called, I can't remember what the town's called. But everyone's in like top hats and dressed nice. And then there's this dude that you'd be like, he looks like he's got a wool sweater with like a shirt from nowadays on, some hipster glasses, a short haircut. He is totally different from everybody else in the photo. And he looks like a time traveler, man.
Looks out of place.
Looks very out of place.
When you were talking about the town, you couldn't remember the name. That reminded me of something else. What were we talking about? Was it like astral projection? Or remember we were talking about the psychics, Zelly? We're talking about
Remote viewing.
Remote viewing, yeah.
That, honestly, remote viewing is not even a myth anymore. The CIA uses these guys to find targets. It's like there's been remote viewers like witness on the moons of like Saturn and stuff, like ancient buildings, and they like see it so vividly and they write it down. But the only rule for remote viewing is you can't been there or known about it. We're not going to get into it too much today. Kay. We're going to do a dedicated case file on it.
Okay, because what we want to do is we want to experiment with this. But if you can't have heard about it, like could we pick a town name that we've never been to and all sit? And like,
I don't know enough about it to really tell you how we should do it, but we're going to look into it.
Okay, so here was my idea of anyone who's into remote viewing. What we're going to try, what I thought we would try is we would get everyone around the table. We would pick a town, like not too far from Kelowna, somewhere we could road trip to as a group.
That we haven't been.
And we haven't been. None of us have been. And we'd sit here and all just think about it. Just, you know, concentrate on the spot and just describe what we see in our mind's eye. Right, and write down everything everyone says, and then go there and see who's the best, like who's the closest.
So you're saying that the CIA does this?
Yeah, they have people.
And honestly, look up remote viewing.
It's fucked up.
There's a company who dedicates to remote viewing, and they like train people. It's not an easy thing. And they say the best remote viewers are people who are intellects, like musicians, artists, or like a combination of anything like that. If you're just like a straight like extrovert, you just like to party, you may not be a remote viewer. But
well, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Conspiracy loves to party.
When was the last time you partied?
It's been a while.
But he loves
partying right now, man.
Yeah,
I
you know what?
It.
Tonight's episode, Old Milwaukee Talls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, actually, I went to Coco Bongo Club in Mexico recently.
Partied?
And I fucking partied, man. Tequila.
Just I went with Coke the off the counter or what?
No Coke. I was with a bunch of the staff that worked at my resort, though, and the next day, my nickname was Shot.
You just fucking... No, Coco Bongos is a cool place.
It was amazing.
I wouldn't make it my like home bar. I go there every week, but it was a sweet show when I went there for sure.
Yeah.
I went twice.
Did they put the girls up on the
oh, yeah.
On the shelf of the bar and then shoot the airstream up their skirts shoot
it
up?
Yeah, they did that. Yeah, it was fun place, man. It definitely... I've never been to Vegas, but it puts Vegas nightlife to shame. That's what they...
You've
CNN.
Never been to... So, hold on.
Wait, that's say that what, again?
Were you remote viewing?
That's their logo is from CNN. It puts Vegas nightlife to shame.
And oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a fucking amazing show. I can't imagine you'd see anything like that in Vegas. Well,
don't they have Coco Bongo in Vegas?
No, they don't.
Vegas is fun.
Never been.
We should... I would love to get your motorcycles next year so we can go Las Vegas and then we'll do the... We'll drive out into the Mojave Desert there and... Do alien sightseeing.
Okay, what we got? Okay, on that road trip, we're going to go at the same time when Bohemian Grove is on.
Oh,
we're bike down past San Francisco there, and we're going to stop and see like the protesters and see like the barricade. Check that out.
That'd be dope.
Ride down, go Joshua Tree, do a bunch of mushrooms. Well,
we'll see what we got.
We'll see what happens.
Some of us.
We got to do. I would love to do that road trip. It'd be sick. I'm getting a bike next year for sure.
I got one. I'm planning to get one too. So
I got one. I'm this cool
year,
as fuck.
This is your studio next year.
I saw what you were wearing when you rode your bike.
Was it
short jean cutoffs, leather jacket?
I was wearing shorts.
I don't think he had a shirt on underneath the leather jacket.
Nope.
The biggest fucking weird looking black helmet on.
I want to get that white one I have up there. I have that giant white dome one. Oh, I thought it'd be funny. Give that to Katrina to wear.
I couldn't help but laugh and take pictures, man. It was hilarious.
Maybe I'll post that picture of me on the motorcycle.
You should. It was pretty
good. Damn, I look cool.
Yeah.
Next.
We segued. What are we talking about? What's next?
We're talking about time traveling.
Time travel, right?
Are we moving away from time traveling?
Yeah, next one.
Okay, the Lucifer Project. Have you guys heard this?
Maybe.
Okay, so what it says is that we're killing our planet. Killing it. Earth's dying.
Wait.
We are.
You said that very weird. Are we killing it or we're killing it?
We're killing it.
So it's good?
Like, we're killing it.
We're fighting us humans.
I'm
we're killing it,
Jerry.
We're killing it.
So what it is they're planning on shooting a fuck ton of nuclear weapons at Jupiter, trying to implode it, turning it into another sun, and then use the surrounding moons as inhabitable planets.
Wouldn't they be way too close to a sun?
Hey, man, it's conspiracy theory.
Okay.
This is what it's called.
They're shooting nukes at Jupiter.
They want to turn Jupiter into a small sun so that it would heat the surrounding moons.
Like Titan.
Yes. And then we'd be able to...
But wouldn't that be too close to the fucking...
I don't know. How close are the moons to Jupiter? I don't know. Have you been there?
Stone's throw.
I'm sure the moons of Jupiter are closer to Jupiter than Mercury is to the sun, and Mercury's a fucking fireball.
Oh, yeah.
So.
But it'd be a small sun.
It'd be 1/20th the size, isn't that? Or 1/100th the size, whatever Jupiter is.
It'd still
like
be fucking hot as fuck,
It'd
though.
Be hot, yeah. Oh, well, hey, man, it's conspiracy.
Where'd you find that?
On the internet?
Perfect.
Okay, so shooting nukes. So in order to like give us a second dwelling kind of thing, right?
It's kind of an experiment. They want to see if it'll work. And if it does, we have somewhere that we could go and
that's
and have
a fucking
it.
Risky fucking, like, because yeah. First off, you're like.
Okay, isn't Jupiter, it's a gas giant.
Yeah.
So, like, how much gravity would Jupiter have if it's a gas, like, it doesn't have a solid iron core like most, like, planets like Earth.
But does, can we just, do we know that? Like, can we tell by.
I don't think we know anything for sure, but I think by, like, electro spectrum, you can tell that it's not solid. I think that's how they get it. I'm not really sure, but.
Well, this is just a quick one, so look it up.
Lazarus Project.
It's cool, though, because, okay.
No, Lucifer.
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 Lazarus was a. Who was Lazarus?
I can't remember what the Lazarus Project was.
I don't know. Wasn't Lazarus who flew? No, Icarus flew too close to the sun.
I don't know.
So that doesn't explain who Lazarus is.
No. But no.
Does that help? Icarus flew too close to the sun.
You know what? I know exactly what we're talking about now. So yeah.
Something about rings of ivory.
I got something on Jupiter's moon. I was going to say it for space news, but then I didn't. Jupiter's moon, Ganymede.
Ganymede.
I don't know if that's how you...
The
Ganymede.
Oh, Ganymede.
Yeah, you know Ganymede?
Yeah, Ganymede. Well, anyway, are you saying Ganymede?
Ganymede.
Let's say Ganymede.
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 Mead. Ganymede.
Ganymede. Ganymede.
Ganymede.
Anyways, one of the moons of Jupiter has been found. It's a like a solid body like Earth, so it has a... It shows auroras.
Auroras.
Yeah.
Auroras.
Same as Earth. And they've deduced from that that it has more water on it, more salty ocean water under its solid ice crust than Earth has.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
A lot of water, man.
Look it up. It's pretty cool. March. Well, it's actually from last year, actually. But
check it out. Ganymede.
Ganymede, one of Jupiter's moons, has more salty water than Earth.
Yeah. Tears.
Interesting.
Anyway, that was just kind of a segue. I was going to say it for space news, but it came up. No, I was like, I had too much space in it, so I just thought I would move on, but I said it anyway, so I should have said it in the first place.
Okay, so this is a quick, another one, getting off the Lucifer Project. There's a guy by the name of Joseph Mengele. Look him up. So now.
Hold on, I love.
You're never talking to your mic.
Yeah, you never talking to your mic.
I look at you guys.
Yeah.
Well, then just, move it over, move it like to where you're.
You know what I love? My favorite thing is, can someone make a picture of what you think Mr. Conspiracy looks up and just go have him say one word like potatoes. Look him up.
Look him up.
Everything. What do you got? What do you got for us? John, look him up.
look him up.
But no, this is, he worked for the CIA.
Yeah.
Joseph Mengele.
Yeah, look him up.
And so what the conspiracy theory is that he was actually several serial killers working for the CIA. They believe that he was the Boston Strangler. That he was the Zodiac Killer, not Ted Cruz.
Not Ted Cruz?
Not Ted Cruz.
I'm still on the Ted Cruz boat.
Yeah, Ted Cruz could be the Zodiac Killer.
He eats his own boogers on live TV, so.
And he,
he did. He fucking
did. He ate a booger.
And he's never said he's not.
Yeah, he's never came out and said he's not. So. They also believe that he might have been the anthrax mailer of 2001.
See, I could, to me.
So when I was reading about this, I couldn't find any facts
there's
nothing.
No way you can find anything to prove that.
It's
because
just a conspiracy theory.
If it's a conspiracy that big, it's so well hidden.
But what was weird is that they have a guy, like they list the guy's name who they think it was. So,
we could do some background research on that.
Yeah.
Because we could try to, but I'm sure it's all covered up because if he was working for the CIA, they'd never say
redacted.
Where he was working. Redacted, yeah. Hmm. The redactyl. See, the one thing for me is it's like I could see the anthrax one because that's one. It was just to really incite fear, like the anthrax one. Like it was
whatever. Yeah, it was anthrax. Weird. Like there was like a few cases and there was a big deal, and then
yeah,
it was
like
gone.
It was like media blow up.
It like these it are, all these the are three killers are. That were never caught. Nobody like you don't know who they are. We never found them.
Well, the Zodiac killer's fucking. Like that one's like the Zodiac killer's a fucking weird. We could do a case file on the fucking mysteries. There's still whatever the codes out there that people have never deciphered.
Never, yeah.
Okay. Right? Speaking of codes, this next conspiracy theory blows me away. I've never seen anything like it. It's called the Mayday Mystery.
Mayday Mystery?
Mayday Mystery.
And
now, what it is...
What should they do?
You should look it up.
Hashtag look it up.
Hashtag look it up. It's out of a... out of Arizona Daily Wildcat, the university there, it's student run. Now, someone has been mailing in.
Wait, a student run university?
No, student run paper.
Oh,
newspaper.
That, now that's somewhere I want to go.
If I didn't say newspaper.
I was like, what a useless university. Yeah.
So it's a newspaper. It's called the Arizona Daily Wildcat. It's student run. And now they are getting some of the weirdest fucking. I don't even know what they are, man. People are sending, like, someone's sending in these pictures and these codes. Now, when you look at these codes, they are extremely strange. Like, you'd have to be an extremely high intellect to decipher these.
So we could do it.
We could probably do it. Okay. Look it up. Over 30 years that these have been getting sent
to the
in.
Bike?
Yeah.
30 years this has been happening. And now, I'm telling you, like, if you want to pull some of them up so that you guys can see them, there's some of the weird, like, people are pulling up full pages out of this newspaper and putting these.
Okay, let's go. Let's pause it. I got to take a look at this thing.
Okay, I don't know.
Pause. We'll be right back.
We're gonna look it up. Okay.
All right,
so
we took a look at some of them.
Yeah, we've looked it up to give you some more background information. The paper is getting these. So when you said Mayday mysteries, I was thinking like Mayday, like a plane coming down.
Yeah, me too.
This is
whoever's
called.
Making these codes. That's their signatures. Mayday. With a little smiley face with big ears.
So,
and
take a look at some of these, and they're pictures.
Look it up.
Mixed with math problems, mixed with word problems, mixed with weird geometry, weird symbols, weird writing in different languages. I look.
And there's
at this,
no idea. No one has any idea what they are.
I can't even begin to explain to you.
I
want to
know.
I'm looking at.
I want to know how long they've been getting them for.
So what it says, over 30 years.
Yeah,
now.
But how are they getting one a year?
I'm not sure.
Like look that's it, just look it up.
I want to look that up.
There's one
mosquito in here. God. It's fucking driving us nuts.
Oh, so we got a message on Skype.
Oh, that's nice.
Who's that? Who messaged us?
Okay, well, while you guys are checking that out, I'm going to try and find some more stuff on this.
No one.
Take this a little bit. And
mystery.
Oh no, they've
fucking
out.
Mosquitoes, man.
It's probably one of those. I got girls on Skype now that are those like the bot girls who just like, hey, sexy, you want to see me naked? And I go, no. And I have a big conversation with them, and this loops because this is a bot. No, what? Oh, come join me in this room. Nah, they're like, oh, I'm 24, single female from San Francisco. Blah blah blah. I'm like, I'm good. And then they're like, hi, sexy, and this repeats. It's free funny.
Okay, so what I'm thinking is it's. Every year, one a year, every May 1st since 1981.
Oh, so that's the May Day. I get it.
The May Day.
That's so fucking weird.
You know what? Like, kudos if this is some guy's prank. Like,
just
kudos.
Keeps it going just forever.
30 fucking years.
It's amazing, but how do you even begin to decipher these?
Well, if you have nothing to start with, it's probably pretty hard.
Well, like there's math problems mixed in to like.
You know what you need to do is you got to develop an Enigma machine, and just hope you get lucky, and then.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Win the war that way.
I'd love for someone to figure it out, though, or someone to come out and be like on their deathbed. Yeah, it was me, and this is what I meant.
Suck it! Yeah. Like, stand up, do a big suck it, and fall down and die.
Yeah. Fucking Enigma, Codebreaker, that was a good movie. Did you watch that movie?
Yeah, it was
good. With the fucking belly button Cumberbatch.
yeah, that guy. Yeah. I know you're talking about.
Love that guy.
It's a fucking really good movie. Okay, so what else we got on the docket for you there, Mr. Conspiracy? I can see
the wheels are turning up there.
Yeah, we're getting low on the list here.
I got some things that that we've kind of touched on, but I mean... Like I really want to get into the Denver airport one day.
Touch it again.
Touch it. I should look it up.
Yeah.
The Denver airport, man.
We're doing a dedicated one. We've talked.
Yeah, but we've said that since day one.
No, have you listened to this, the pod?
No.
So we've talked about it since then. We're going to do a dedicated one on the Denver airport.
I've heard.
So when's that happening?
We don't know.
We don't know.
Within between 20 and 30, I can tell you that.
Guarantee in the next 10 case files, we'll do.
Yeah.
Denver airport.
Yeah, we're gonna do Denver airport. Like, because we planned between 10 and 20 pretty good. Like, we said we were gonna do some main ones, and I guess we fucked up because this is 20 and we didn't do Hollow Earth. But we're doing this one just to get one out.
Making
so
promises
go
and
fuck
not
yourself.
Keeping them.
You know what? Who, every 10 episodes, it doesn't have to be a main. Yeah. If it happens, it happens.
Yeah. But I want to do the Foresight or whatever. A couple others.
Okay. Well,
Denver Airport. Forget Denver Airport.
Not
next.
Doing that one. We should have brought.
You know what? Just look it up. Just look it up. We'll get to it.
Denver Airport. One. I mean, there's one thing about it. It was built in 1955, and the plot plan of how it's built looks like a big swastika.
The new one was built earlier than that.
Yeah. The new one's new, and it's built like a Nazi symbol.
There's also a Nazi, in California somewhere, there's a four-sided complex that looks like a Nazi symbol. Well,
I've seen that.
It's a Nazi symbol, but technically it's like the Egyptians used it and like the ancient like...
Well, yeah. Like I lived in Thailand, lots of people, you would at first glance, you would think it's the Nazi symbol, but it's reversed. It's going the other way.
That's the Buddhist.
Yeah, it's good luck or whatever.
Or something, yeah.
Yeah.
And now forever ruined in Western culture because of those fucking Nazis.
Oh. Dude, and they have no idea. They just sell like Hitler flags, like swastika flags.
So it's not really part of their.
No, and they just like sell them. They're like, we don't know. So I asked some of my kids like when I was teaching and they'd be like, we don't know what that is. And I was like, you know, but you know what though?
Trying to introduce them to Hitler.
Yeah, but the thing is, they know about Pol Pot, which was like, Southeast Asians.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was just something you could argue that he
like
was
really
worse.
We don't know shit about their culture and
yeah.
they
don't really give a
the
fuck
same.
About ours.
Yeah.
So,
anyways, what do you got next?
Okay, so they've recorded sounds in space. I'm pretty sure it's out near Saturn.
Wait, but I thought no one could hear your scream.
Yeah, well, apparently they can. Look it up.
I've heard that before, but it's not sound as we know it, like vibrating molecules.
No, it's not like you'd be able to hear it with your ear. But I listened to it, the recording of it, and it's pretty eerie sounding. Like, it's pretty eerie.
Was it sound like metal scraping? That's what I imagine.
I don't even know how to explain
it's
it.
Not like, it's not really explainable. It wasn't really sound.
Maybe
it's technically
like,
not really sound, yeah. But it was like frequencies recorded.
Oh, okay.
But like it sounds like almost
so it's like when you go for a hearing test and they're like, boop.
No, it sounds like a constant like humming mixed with whistling. I don't know, man. It's
weird.
It is weird.
So what's the scientific impact on that? Look
know.
It up.
There's nothing. Look it up.
All right. Oh, how's that third nipple?
She's lactating. Right?
She's lactating. She's hairy and she's lactating.
Hashtag always fuck you, Chris Knight.
Fuck you, Chris Knight. He's going to love that.
I was pretty upset when I found out I was getting beat
I
on Twitter
laughed
about that.
Really, really hard by myself in the studio when I read that. But anyways.
I'm Mr. Conspiracy. Who are you? Chris Knight.
He's Chris Knight. He just fucking told
you. I guess he pissed me off pretty good.
Look how razzed you got.
Yeah, he's fucking fuming
made my
in
third
here.
Third nipple lactating. Hairy third nipple.
Expose the truth to the whole world.
Yeah. You know what? Okay. Chris starts with C and so does Conspiracy.
Whoa. Ooh. We're on to something.
What else you got for us?
Okay, you had a couple. We can talk about lizard people.
No, we're doing a dedicated file.
We've already touched on them. We're doing it.
Yeah. Well,
we did a case file on them. If you listen.
If you listen to the show. You guys asked me to just come in with fucking
shit
prepared. I come in and then you're like, no.
Yeah, but you've had a lot of good stuff today. And now that we're getting to the bottom of the list.
We're getting to the pretty close. Actually, the bottom of the list is hashtag Chris Knight @EQOF circled with a big fuck you pointing at it. That's the bottom of the list.
Man, you're really mad at him.
This was all in the car when Braden told me.
Yeah. Zell, what do you got? What do you got to talk about? You said you had some stuff to talk about.
Well, this is more just for our United States listeners, but it kind of affects the whole world is... Obama signs the executive order permanently implementing martial law. Not permanently implementing it, but permanently making it available. I think it was something started by the Bush administration, but he just fast-tracked it through Congress like he does most of his laws. If you're in the States, you probably know that already. And it pretty much enables him in a time of crisis or in any type of great event, and even in peacetime, he can declare martial law. He can actually cancel, technically, postpone or cancel the next upcoming election.
Ooh.
And like, there's a lot of Obama conspiracies that like he doesn't want to give up his power. And
yeah,
he keeps...
the fucking flat earthers were onto that.
And like, and I've watched the videos and like the shit he said, it doesn't really say he's going to do it.
Yeah.
But these measures he's taking make it plausible.
Yeah,
it's plausible that he could be like, oh,
call
thank
off
you.
The election.
He could just be like, he declared martial law because of some event, maybe some event they're planning the next kind of 9/11 thing.
New world order, man. He's going to step into power here.
Well, they're probably already in power in whatever regards.
Yeah.
But
maybe they're going to reveal themselves then.
Man, it's just, it's bonkers. I've been reading into like the monetary system and the central banks and shit.
Oh, it's fucking painful.
It is painful because I don't even want to. It's a whole other thing, but
we could do a fucking episode on money.
Just on money.
Yeah.
The greatest Ponzi scheme.
It's a drag. Huh?
What?
Look it up.
Money.
Oh, okay.
It's a drag.
Pink Floyd joke? Okay.
Huh?
Yeah, we get it.
We'll get it. Yeah, it was good. It was good. It was all right.
Huh?
Anyways, I'm saying I looked into it briefly. It started kind of with the Bush administration, and he just did it. Permanently implementing martial law, or the ability to implement martial law, is what he's done, more or less.
Yeah, that's fucking bonkers.
I mean, that's a little scary. Like, what would happen if he implements that?
Well, like, the conspiracy is they have these firm camps, right, or whatever you call them.
Yeah.
And they're being built all over the... You know what? This is actually something I want to ask the listeners, especially in the United States here. If there's one of these camps nearby, because I've heard, like, I've read both sides of the story, like, oh, there's all these camps. Be like, well, what camps? There's no proof. And then I've seen videos of people filming camps with, like, fucking four layers of 16-foot fence with barbed wire and razor wire facing inwards. Like, why... If it was like a... I think they say these camps are built in a time of crisis. They're for, like, the good of humanity, to, like, house people and, like, store them. But why do you have barbed wire and razor wire pointing inward to keep people from coming out?
Yeah.
A bit like a prison, right?
You'd almost think if you're going to protect people, you'd want that shit pointing out so nothing's getting in.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's the conspiracy, and that's how it started. So if you're anywhere close to one of these, or you've already taken a picture, or you can take a video or a picture, I like to see it because I'm on the fence. Like, I don't know if these things exist. I've seen pictures of stuff that looks like a military prison or like a prison complex, but I don't know if that's just a prison. But they say they're like... They're all over the place. They're like abandoned warehouses. They're like on empty airfield plots. And there's a whole, and they're all over the country. And the conspiracy is that they are preparing for some disaster or some uprising where they're, well, you know, Obama's trying to, the conspiracy is trying to disarm the American public from their amendment, like they can bear arms or whatever. Probably shouldn't in the first place, but that's another topic. But they're saying if they're trying to take away the guns, they're trying to like demilitarize the population in order for some big event so they can use these firma camps to imprison like millions and millions of people at the same time taking martial law and like taking absolute control over the country for some new world order type of thing, or maybe some approaching of Nibiru is supposed to be in August. We're going to touch on that.
Nibiru in August?
Something like, well, they also said Nibiru like in 2012 and Nibiru in like 98. So it's one of those kind of things. But we're...
They're just... Keep taking shots in the dark until it comes, eh?
I've heard multiple things about Nibiru, but
we talked about doing a case file on that.
Yeah, we're not gonna.
We'll do that one before August.
Just look it up. We're gonna touch on it.
Look up all these things.
Just look up everything we're saying. Just fucking look it up.
That's what the show should be. Yeah. I just say a bunch of stuff and look it up, people. Look it up. People.
Next case file is gonna be 3 minutes of the Great Filter Theory. Look it up.
The power 3 minutes.
Look it up. How much time we got? We got time to touch one more thing?
We got time.
Okay, so this is what I brought. I printed this off a couple days ago. You talked about the Fermi paradox.
I have talked about it before, I think.
A couple case files ago. Do you want to mention what it is again for Scotty here?
Who? Who the fuck is Scotty?
I don't know, Mr. Conspiracy.
Well, I don't know.
We say Scotty all the time.
Well, we just give it away, jackass.
You're on the fucking... We say Braden... Ryan and Scotty.
They know your brothers.
Mr. Conspiracy.
Well, I've only ever seen Mr. Conspiracy. We've only ever said Mr. Conspiracy.
Again, first episode, the very first thing you said was, I'm Scotty, and I go, no, you're Mr. Conspiracy.
And I'm pretty sure we go back and erase it, did we not?
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't. The whole world's fucking seen it thousands of times.
I thought nobody knew my name.
People know our gamer tags.
I guess they could have just looked.
People
it up,
know our gamer tags, our names.
Oh,
our
yeah.
City
do you
want to
give your, you want to give your gamer tags so people can add you on Xbox Live?
I don't even play Xbox that much, so
I know I
haven't since the winter.
I haven't
so
played months and months.
If you've been waiting to play with us and I haven't logged in, that's because I don't really play in the summer.
Too
so.
Bad.
Fermi paradox. You want to give a rundown what it is?
Well, I think Fermi was a scientist, and his paradox was that if there's all this extraterrestrial life or like intelligent life in the universe, where is it? We've been looking and looking and looking, and we haven't technically found anything. There's the UFO phenomenon. Is that extraterrestrials? Is that ancient technology we found and made our own? We don't know, but there's no real proof of intelligent life anywhere.
Okay. I think I can maybe debunk that. The universe is so vast. So large, you look like you want to say something.
Yeah, I'm about to touch on this. So
oh,
you
fucking
keep going.
Interrupt me the whole time.
No,
so.
You keep going.
The universe is so vast. Now, if you're driving from Kelowna.
Look
how vast it is. If you're driving from where we live to Vancouver, would you stop on the side of the road to take a look at a piece of sand that big? No, you wouldn't. You'd fucking drive right past it. Why would a super smart ancient civilization... aliens, why would they stop and come to Earth and be like,
okay, so by that same theory, if I go and drive on my way home, just get out randomly and go and look at a grain of sand,
how often have you done that? How many people have done that, though?
But I'm saying, then you have.
Yes, but what is it, the odds that you're looking at that one grain of sand that has life on it?
Oh, I guess so. Okay. Here's a theory about that. It's called, if there's thousands of super advanced civilizations, and math suggests that there has to be, mathematically speaking, so many, something else must be going on. And there's a theory called the Great Filter Theory. And it says that at some point from pre-life to type 3 intelligence, there's a wall that all or nearly all attempts at life hit. There's some stage in that long evolutionary process that is extremely unlikely or impossible for life to get beyond. The stage is known as the Great Filter. So basically, what they're saying is, for us, there's three possibilities with this Great Filter. We're very rare, we're the first, or we're fucked. It's a great article.
Or we're fucked.
I like that one.
So, like, one is we're rare, and it's that means if we're rare, the Great Filter's behind us. So we managed to surpass it. Some point on our evolutionary to get where we are, we hit a mark where barely any life
we
gets
should
passed.
Have ended or continued, and the chance to continue was super rare.
Super rare. So some people say that maybe that's life in general. The Great Filter is the beginning, right, of life. Right, which makes us extremely rare.
Of advanced life.
Yeah.
Like as intelligent life.
Yeah, so you could say any life at all, because we haven't found any anywhere else. So they're saying that that's what they're saying, is it could be really incredibly unusual for life to begin at all. So the Great Filter is at the beginning stages when you get life on cellular level, right? Which makes us really rare. We could be some of the first. Now, the second one is we're the first, and if that, it's not behind us, if we're the first, hold on. No, the first one is if we're the first civilized being, that there isn't really a Great Filter. We're just, we haven't hit it yet. Like, we don't know when it is.
You could be civilized and then hit the filter.
Yeah. So, like, we just haven't hit the next stage. The one that says we're fucked, this is the one that makes you not want to see life on Mars. We're fucked. If the Great Filter is ahead of us, we're fucked, because chances are we won't make it through. Right? If we haven't already passed it, chances are we won't make it through the Great Filter. And basically what it says is, hold on, fuck, I lost my notes here. So if we find life on Mars, that means, pulling beers off the table. If we find life on Mars, that basically means that life isn't as rare as we think. So that breaks out the possibility of the Great Filter being behind us, right? Because if life is in the next planet over, it's not that rare, which is then makes it likely that the Great Filter is ahead of us. Where if we haven't hit it yet, chances are we won't make it through. Like, whatever it is, a cataclysmic event, some stage of evolution, we destroy ourselves, but we won't make it past to become
greater. We only get so far.
We can only get so far.
And then we're reset.
We're reset.
I like that theory a lot because if you throw all type of extraterrestrial influence on humans and say like that theory of evolution is true, which I don't necessarily agree with, humans get to a point where they evolve so much and they build these fucking pyramids because they know they're about to be wiped out and that's the fucking wall and they're reset and reset and reset. And we're just on the stage of, we're probably on like 100 years from being at that stage.
Yeah.
So I've heard that before. Like you get civilizations, they get so advanced, so far, maybe like 100 years farther than us, where like they're spacefaring, at least in their solar system and all this stuff. And then something happens and they cannot continue on life. And there's reset back to like the, back to the Stone Age again, pretty much.
Yeah. Back to like,
so if there is
building blocks,
there's, yeah, like it makes sense. Like if there's civilized beings out, even in our near galaxy, let's say within like 10 light years, like not that far in a galactic system, right? They become advanced, so advanced that they're just starting to explore the universe. And before they can really find us or we can find them, they are reset. And like just likewise, like bouncing back and forth. And yeah, you just never really get past that point.
So talking about that, if there is intelligent civilizations, it also says of why, other reasons why we may have heard them. So throw the great filter out. Throw that theory away. Say there are type two and type three intelligent lives out there. Some of the reasons they say that they could possibly... Oh, this one fucking gives me a heebie-jeebies.
Heebie-jeebies.
Heebie-jeezies. why we haven't heard from them, the one that gives me the heebie-jeezies the most.
Heebie-jeezies?
Heebie-jeezies. So listen to this. We haven't heard from them because there are scary predator civilizations out there, and most intelligent life knows better than to broadcast any outgoing signals or advertise your location.
Haven't we already done that?
That's what we're doing right now. But that's what we're saying. That could be a filter, is that we don't know any better, so we're broadcasting out, and a predatory civilization.
Ooh, who, the reptilians?
In.
Ooh. Ooh, maybe they
comes in, wipes us out, right? Like they... We don't know what
we've talked about that before too, and I always think to myself, if life is so rare, why go around, if you're that intelligent and that advanced, why go wipe it out?
Yeah.
What does that gain you? I could see you coming here, like this is, we're going to do it. We're going to go back to the Anunnaki, them coming here to farm gold because gold is, certain type of gold is like a superconductor, which loses like zero. If you were to transmit this gold over a wire power from point A to B, you lose 0%. Efficiency. So they say like that gold is relative to our brains, like as our brains are electrical signals. If you can incorporate, that's why you get extended life and stuff. So I'm just saying, like, that's what I'm talking about.
I don't know, that sounds pretty weird to me.
So other possibilities, super intelligent life could very well have already visited Earth, but were here long before we were. So they came, it was fucking volcanic dust or something, right? Fucking just being formed. And then they were like, nope, nothing here. Peace. Check on the list. And they
checked
left.
It out. Nothing here.
And possibility two, the galaxy has been colonized, but we just live in some desolate rural area. Like it's just, we're just on the...
We're in the outer rim. Outer rim?
Yeah, we're on the outer rim. Right? Fucking lawless out here. Fucking we used to have lawless. Purple ketchup. Fucking lawless.
Lawless.
Purple no rules.
Did you ever eat purple ketchup?
Yeah, buddy. 2000.
I never ate it.
1999.
I saw it. Yeah.
I think I also had it at your blue Pepsi too. So
fucking. They used to just give that away.
You got blue so Mountain bad. Dew, red Mountain Dew.
Possibly five. There's only one instance of higher intelligent life, a super predator civilization, like humans on Earth, that is far more advanced than everyone else and keeps it that way by exterminating any intelligent civilization once they get past a certain level. It's a fucking Mass Effect, man. The Reapers.
The Reapers? The Flood?
The Flood, right? That's a cool one.
The Brain Spawn from Futurama?
Like they say, like it could be easy as dropping a virus, right? Letting a virus go and that's all they do to stop a civilization.
It would be that easy.
There's plenty of, possibility six, there's plenty of activity and noise out there, but our technology is too primitive and we're listening for the wrong things.
Yeah, I can see that one. Yeah.
Like if someone tells you,
we just
you,
don't have the technology to pick up signals that they're sending.
You go outside and I'm like, hey, listen for clapping. Let me know if you're clapping. You hear whistling. You're not going to tell me there's clapping.
Yeah.
Right. So.
Yeah. It's fucking weird because I think if humans got so advanced, see, because we use radio waves now, right? We got so advanced. We're way past radio waves. I think if we're looking for intelligent life, we're sending every technology that we know into space. We're not just choosing our best technology and sending it out.
But I'm saying what I think they mean is even our best is just like still like fucking, you know, primitive for anything else.
Well, here's the thing then. How do you explain like the Roswell, New Mexico crash? There was a fucking something crashed. But where does it fit into this?
Here, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say that doesn't work because as a civilization, like I have a VHS at my house and I can go get a VHS player and watch it still. Like you can still buy new VHS. Like we never completely get rid of anything. Like, so I'm, you know what I mean? Like somewhere something would, you know, be on an old radio or something. I'm saying that possibly for nothing is because of that. Like they're just too advanced. Fucking snobs. Technology snobs. I don't even want to talk to them.
You know what, that
nobody likes their neighbors, so.
The sheer distance of space as we know it, or as we perceive it, is too great to travel.
Yeah.
As we know it right now. So the idea of like interdimensional alien beings, either being humans from a different timeline or something like that, makes more sense to me.
See, that one, if you could make a portal that would connect two timelines and turn them into one, there'd be two of everyone, I guess, but just a little bit different.
Like the anomalies and like super string theory and stuff allow for like different timelines of reality as we know it to happen at the same time and allow you to transport, go between both. I don't know. Everyone's read that article of them sending like particles back in time and stuff like that. Have you read about that?
What?
How do you send particles back in time?
I wasn't sure if it was a hoax or not, but there's that article is going on that said like physicists have sent particles back in time using like quantum physics, using like multiple realities at the same time.
I don't even know.
That's well, know it's the next. It's the next evolution of physics. Like physics that we know it, they have like the laws of physics. Like every action has a greater or an equal or opposite reaction. But they're going past that, like quantum computers are computing in alternate dimensions. So for like way faster than just on or off, like one or zero.
Yeah.
They're playing like one or zero, but one or zero in alternate dimensions. Like just going like, it's insane.
It's hard to even grasp.
It is I've just read it. I've read it and I've watched a few videos and that's all I know.
Guys, and we just said we were going to fucking crack the Mayday code. We're sitting here like, what? I don't understand.
Yeah, we're going to try.
We're not going to crack that Mayday code, man. If you guys out there are listening, take a look at some of these photos and articles that are sent in. If you can understand one of these articles, I applaud you because they all look like just mumble jumbo to me.
The last possibility of what I was saying before, we're completely wrong about our reality.
That is.
And then the universe might appear one way and be something else entirely. Like a hologram, or we're aliens and we're planted, or we're some sort of fertilizer. We're all part of a computer simulation.
I've heard of the computer simulation. Yeah,
we should do a conspiracy. We should do a case file on the computer.
Like the universe is a hologram, and the universe is a computer simulation. Like
we're just fucking Sims. We're just Sims.
Why do we go to sleep? There is no scientific evidence of why we need sleep. Other than we get sleepy.
Buddy, I'll give you fucking some scientific evidence right now. Sure. I'm fucking tired.
Exactly. That is the only scientific evidence you will find on why humans need to sleep. It's because we get tired. We get sleepy. Maybe that's just someone logging out of their fucking Sims account, man. I'm done playing today. Tomorrow I'll pick it back up.
At the same time every day?
Fucking bing! Little fucking...
Yeah, I've read that before. Like, we don't know anything about sleep. But at the same time, 99.9% of people sleep regularly every single day. There's a few people who claim to have never slept or sleep like very minimal and they function perfectly.
That's the people that just fall asleep playing their sleep.
But it's like, it's 100% proven if you don't sleep. If you don't sleep for 3 or 4 days, you go fucking crazy.
Yeah. You go
nuts.
Insane.
So sleep has something to do with like with your brain, like recharging, resetting, maybe not recovering because your brain technically won't really get tired because it's sending electrical signals, right? It's not like a muscle. Well, it is a muscle, but it's not like moving like a muscle.
maybe it's just too much to process. That's how it processes time for us. Because
and maybe that's what dreams
if you
are.
Think,
yeah.
If you think time is linear, then it's sleep makes sense. But if time isn't linear, sleep is just a pause between, right? Like if everything's condensed into one, like you live your life in a blink of an eye, like it doesn't really matter. Like Tuesday's tomorrow or whatever day it is, it's our brain just turning off and playing that one by one in order, like a slideshow.
Yeah, the sleep thing is...
that. Oh, you just fucked me up, man.
I just thought about that. It's like a slideshow, right? But our brain's just putting it together. Like, we're just processing. Well,
like, sleep... I've also heard that sleep could also be... you go to sleep and you're dreaming, but you're technically just an alternate reality. Especially if we're a computer simulation, we're a program, we go to sleep, we're experiencing just the program in a different way.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing. Like when you go to sleep, you get that DMT in your brain, like the natural drug that makes you dream, they say, all that shit. So the same thing when you fucking do a little mushrooms or you do some other hallucinogens, you change the wiring of your brain for a short time. So the same thing as when you sleep. You're cracking the system.
That's fucked, man.
That's fucked.
Well, it goes back to like if you watch The Matrix is such a fucking cool movie, man, for that.
Remember how dumb it was when it first came out?
Matrix 1 was never dumb.
It got really bad reviews.
The first one, I remember hearing, being like, oh, did you go watch The Matrix? And people being like, it was the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Man, it was so fucking good.
It made
good.
No
Even
sense.
Even back in the day, for me, it was so good.
But when I went and watched it, I was like, this is awesome.
I was like 12 when the movie came out.
Yeah,
it, still
it
awesome.
Blew my fucking mind when I was watching it.
Like, I just rewatched the trilogy recently.
First one holds up.
First one is awesome. It's so fucking good. It's so good.
The next couple, two and three, they keep the
premise of the story is alive and it's cool and it makes sense, but the movies just aren't that great.
No.
They're kind of cheesy.
First one's the bomb.
The sci-fi one, like the fucking bots and stuff, they're fighting the squids. Come on. he's just fucking shooting squids for fucking ever. They should have kept it like similar to the first one where like they go in the Matrix and try and like solve the problem and like realize what it is, not just like the machines just drill down and fucking blast through Zion, whatever.
Yeah, that's what made the first one was good because it wasn't set in our world. It was set in the Matrix.
It was such a good like analogy to how we live right now. Like we're all plugged into the Matrix. We all obey the fucking financial system and the governments. And we just live our lives, blah, blah, blah.
Doesn't make sense.
It doesn't really make sense. We just follow it. And then all of a sudden, someone gives you the fucking red or blue pill. And you choose the red pill. And all of a sudden, all I'm offering you is the truth.
Yeah. And you're fucking down a rabbit hole chasing white rabbits.
You're fucking down the rabbit hole. And it's already happened. You're here to understand why kind of thing. Like, everything's like the predestined stuff, I don't really agree with. But in the Matrix, that's what it is. Like, it's already happened. You're just here to understand why. There is no spoon.
I'd love to take one of those.
Man, predestiny stuff's fucking weird too. Like, because there's nothing really to, like, you can't ever fucking.
You can't disprove or prove. There's no. Because if you believe in destiny, like us, just like, you know what? Let's start this podcast. That's all predetermined. Like,
if you believe that you have a destiny, then you believe in predetermination. Like, if you're like, this is my destiny to do this, then you believe that. You're already on the track.
Every choice you make is set for you and there's really nothing you can do. But as a human experience goes, the choices you make are just like, they're so compound in nature. Like you're like, okay, I like this, but I got to do this and this and I got to do this and this and this to get there and I got to do that to get there and change my way how I do that. Is that like the predestined every single calculation? On a single day, you're making like thousands and thousands of calculations in your brain and what you should do.
Pornhub or UGIS?
Pornhub every day, all day long.
I'm a UGIS man.
Are you really?
Oh yeah, it's way the fucking videos are way better.
How so? No, let's not get into that.
We got anything else for this pod?
Honestly, I'm in a fucking mood. I could just talk for hours.
I could sit and talk about this shit for a while.
No, let's fucking keep talking. Then. Yeah. Whatever.
I do have to pee though.
Why don't we shut this one down? We'll just come back and keep recording after hours. Because I have to go poo.
So you're saying stop it for a couple minutes.
If we're in a Matrix simulation, you don't have to poo.
No, someone's already told.
Planned out. Predestined. To poo. Predestined.
He's predestined to poo at this very moment, and he's got to go.
So follow us on Twitter. We're going to record in after hours right now, too. We're just going to take a quick break. Follow us on Twitter.
At
Truth Is Out There. Facebook, Alien Theorist Theorizing. Visit our webpage, alientheorist.com. Join our forums.
The forums are picking up slowly, but I get emails every day, people joining. So
that's cool.
Nice. Yeah.
I haven't been on there as much as I wanted to be because I've been so fucking busy building the new studio. But
I'm going to make a contest. Draw what you think Mr. Conspiracy looks like. Saying, look it up. Potatoes, look it up.
And give him a fucking potato head because that's what it looks
head.
Like.
Look it up.
But yeah, if you're anywhere in the States, I want to see a picture of these camps, supposed fucking supposed camps that they're the concentration camps kind of style.
Oh, you know what? I had to poop really bad, but it's passing now. So should we just keep going?
Well, we're gonna pause. We'll be right back after hours.
Okay.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.